Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hey guys, so the other day we talked about the five types of people that you need to remove from your inner circle in order for you to be really prosperous and flourish. So today we're going to go to the other end of the spectrum. We've cleaned out your circle. We've removed all those people who don't support you, who don't strengthen you, who don't have control of themselves as far as their anger and their emotions. We've removed all of them out of your circle. Now we want to fill your circle with positive people who can push you towards your destiny. So the first person that you want to keep in your inner circle is someone who loves you when you struggle. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity." Now we all know that every day is not sunny and rosy. We're going to go through things. We go through difficulties. We go through disappointments. We go through grief, loss, trauma. And so because that is a fixed knowing that we have, that there's no way to get around it, we have to be sure that we have people in our inner circle who can support us during those times. When we're going through adversity, when we're struggling, we have to have people around us who can support us, who can undergird us, and who can tell us, don't stop here, keep going. You can make it. Push through this. I'm here with you. I'm beside you. I'm supporting you. So the first type of person that you need to have in your inner circle is someone who loves you even when you struggle. The second type of person that you want to make sure you have in your inner circle is people who know how to keep confidence. I cannot express this one enough. It's so important to surround yourself with people who can keep confidence. You don't want to have to be on guard and not be able to show and reveal and talk about your true feelings and your struggles and your weaknesses with someone for fear that it's going to be exposed. You want to be able to have people that are in your inner circle that you can trust and rely on, that when you share your broken places, when you share your weaknesses, that it's not going to be used against you or exposed in the end. Proverbs 16:28 says, "A dishonest man spreads strife and a whisperer separates close friends." So there you have it. Even in Proverbs, the Bible, this Proverbs is often called the Book of Wisdom. It tells us that if you have someone who is dishonest, they're going to bring strife. Strife is chaos, confusion, all of which will keep you from flourishing and being the best version of yourself. And then it says a whisperer separates close friends. And we all know those people who will come to us and share things about other people. And we've all made the mistake of listening to gossip, unfortunately, and listening to someone tear down other people and talk about other people, not really thinking and being aware of, as my grandmother used to say, a dog that will bring a bone will carry a bone. And by that, she meant if there's someone who will come to you and talk about other people, then guess what? They're also the same person who will go to other people and talk about you. So it behooves you to make sure that the people that are in your inner circle are people who can maintain confidences and keep your trust. So the first type of person you want in your inner circle is people who love you even when you struggle. And the second type of person that you want to make sure is in your inner circle is someone who knows how to keep your confidences. The third type of person that you want to make sure you have in your inner circle is people who support your success. Now, this becomes even more challenging the more successful you become. If you don't have a whole lot going on, you're really not doing much, then you might not notice as much whether or not people are really with you because they're with you, or with you because of something else. A lot of superstars and celebrities, sometimes when they're interviewed, they'll talk about how they have people around them, they have friends that they've had for their whole lives, even back to high school, even back to childhood before they became successful. Because with those people, they know, or they can be pretty assured that those people aren't with them because they became successful or got a lot of money. Those people knew them before they were successful. So what happens though, as you become more successful and as you achieve more of your potential and as you shake off all of discouragement and the things that hold you back from being all that God called you to be, you'll find that some people aren't able to handle that, particularly if they aren't also working toward being the best version of themselves. So it behooves you to make sure that as you are going after what God has told you to, as you're following your dreams, as you're chasing after success and the desires of your heart, and you're making sure that you are positioning yourself to be the best version of yourself, you want to make sure that the people around you support you. Make sure, I've heard it said that pay attention to who claps when you win. Notice those people who celebrate your success, who are happy when you're happy. Those are the kind of people that you want to keep in your inner circle. Proverbs 27:9 says, "The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense." Now, this speaks more to, I guess, counseling or giving advice, but it also speaks to what I was saying about people who support your success, because if someone doesn't want to see you succeed, if they don't want to see you win, then they're not going to give you heartfelt counsel. They're going to give you counsel that may lead you into a ditch or lead you to disaster. So you've got to be careful about your inner circle, making sure that the people that are around you are going to help push you toward your best self and push you towards your destiny and not hold you back and keep you stuck in the past. So the first type of person you should have in your inner circle is someone who loves you even when you struggle. The second type of person is someone who knows how to keep your confidence. The third person is someone who supports your success. The fourth type of person that you should have in your inner circle is someone who makes wise decisions. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. You can't succeed without it. You can't avoid pitfalls without it. You can't make good decisions without it. You need wisdom, and you need to surround yourself with people who make wise decisions, people who make godly decisions, people who use the Bible and sound wisdom as their measuring stick. You don't want people who just are lackadaisical in their thinking and the way that they process and make decisions. You need people who are more methodical and people who think through the repercussions of decisions, so that when you're asking them for advice and you're sharing your heart and you're trying to seek to give for them to help you kind of think through something, you want to make sure that they're a person who uses wisdom. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." So that verse is telling us that if you want to be wise, you want to surround yourself with wise people. Because if you surround yourself with fools, harm is going to result. And we don't want to be harmed. We don't want to experience bad occurrences in our life. We don't want to get stuck and not be able to move forward toward our destiny. So we want to be surrounded by people who make wise decisions. So the first type of person that you should have in your inner circle is someone who loves you when you struggle. The second type is someone who knows how to keep your confidences. The third person is a person who supports your success. The fourth person is a person who is wise, who makes wise decisions. And the fifth person is people who know how to get their prayers answered. James 5:16 says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Everyone needs a personal intercessor. You need someone that when you are crying in the middle of the night, when you are despondent because they just told you that you were being laid off, when you just lost someone close to you, or even when you blow out your tire, you need someone who can get a prayer through, who can say, "Listen, let's pray. You don't know what to do. I don't really know what to tell you to do, but let's pray." You need to sort of have people who are surrounding you who know how to get their prayers through, who have a prayer life, who know that there's someone bigger than them, there's someone who has a divine plan, that all this stuff is not just happening, it's not the universe, it's not good or bad energy, that there is a God who is the supreme creator of the universe, who created us in his own image, and that he has a plan and purpose for our lives. You got to have people in your circle who believe that and who are able to pray with you and walk you through when you're going through difficult times. So the five people that you want to keep in your inner circle are people who love you when you struggle, people who know how to keep confidence, people who support your success, people who make wise decisions, and people who know how to get their prayers answered. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of friendship. We thank you that you, Jesus, are a friend who sticks closer than a brother. We thank you that you give us the spirit of wisdom now that we might examine our inner circles, that we may remove those people from our inner circle who are not divinely orchestrated by you to be in our lives, and that we will be able to draw and bring forth those people into our lives who you've ordained to help us move to our next level, to be supported, to walk in wisdom, and to be cared for. We call those divine friendships, those godly friendships forth now, and we break every ungodly soul tie and ask you to give us the strength and the courage to walk forward in courage and boldness toward the new. Thank you for being our ultimate friend. Thank you for being one that we can count on and lean on. But we thank you that you are giving us godly friends even now, that you're drawing them close to us, and that you're giving us the wisdom to discern who's got to stay and who's got to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.